Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we're looking at Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Blessing in death. Let's take a look at that verse. Well, actually, let's go back a verse to verse 12 before we look at verse 13. Revelation 14, beginning with verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. This passage refers to our Christian loved ones who have died. Some teach soul sleep, that the spirit, soul, and body are in the grave until the resurrection. But that's heresy. The dead in Christ are with the Lord now. All believers who have died since Pentecost have gone to paradise to be with Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And of course, that is considered a theological crisis for many. But an understanding and a clear understanding of God's word, there is no crisis. At the rapture, those who have died, who are with Jesus, will be reunited with their bodies from the grave. And then those of us who are alive at that time will be caught up and will be changed. So their spirit, their soul will be reunited with their body. And they'll be changed to a new body, and we'll be caught up, raptured, and changed as well to a new body. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8 speaks of this. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For if we are in this tent, if we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For if we walk by faith, not by sight, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And also Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 to 24. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And then the passage we read last time in Luke chapter 16, verse 22 down to verse 26. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Listen, there is no state of unconsciousness for the dead, that they will go immediately to the Lord or to hell. Well, then, why the resurrection? Well, wait until we get to chapter 20 for that. But don't worry about deceased Christians. They're resting in Jesus Christ's presence. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 speaks it so clearly. Then the dust will return to the earth, as it was, the body, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Also Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then that curious verse, Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Jesus Christ will be with you if you're born again. Listen, are you afraid of dying and death? Well, Jesus will be with you. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear, listen, involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8 reads, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Do you know Jesus? Is he your Savior? And you're in Christ, and there's no reason to fear death, because death means, for a believer, going into the presence of Jesus. You have a great day.